Ooh. Aloha. Welcome to Kona Kapila on KBMR FM, Nevada City. Le Pikake, George Kahumoku, and the late Norton Buffalo. That's right, Norton played Hawaiian music as well. Well, I begin our show this morning with a number of dedications to those who recently passed away. That first piece, Norton Buffalo and George Kahumoku. Wonderful friends and associates, and have collaborated on a number of Hawaiian songs that hopefully will be released sometime in the next few months, or next year at least. Also, our thoughts are of George Naope, Kumuhula, who collaborated in the founding of the Merry Monarch Festival, a renowned hula competition in Hilo. A renowned kumuhula and songmaker and wonderful spirit. He'll indeed be missed. So I'm going to start the program with a piece by Connie Lau, going out in memory of the late George Naope. The beautiful piece, Kalihi Kai o Kaena.
Kapahula, ke kanila, ke ho'olohe mai. Mai na aina malalo mai, eia mai la kaba akaua I te iwe. O velo ke ki lepo lepo ula I ka mate, kukuia mai la rena ho kukala. Makaena nei, makahi o kalihi kai, kari a kamakani, e ono ai, mai a iluna.
There's a legend told about the rain in old Hawaii. A stranger came one day and by the Hilo Bay stayed to find the maiden of his dream. And when he found his love, the skies above Hawaii turned into cloudless blue everywhere. And flowers breathe perfume in the air. Their love was like a thrall that covered all Hawaii. And as the story goes, the goddess Pele rose in and with her jealous hand, she swept across the land and came to take the stranger for her own. She turned the maiden fair into a cloud forever. And now through all the years that remain, each day the maiden tears fall like rain, so she may find her love, the rainbows of Hawaii. O Waikalia Kanoi aloko, o Waikalia Kanoi aloko, o nei akapo no kahali a e kalua, no no kai ini akapu waila. Vai lá, kahali aloha, kalua. O hendo nei ka ipo, ya oe e kalua. Ka pua I mohala I ke au moe. Iho ike aloha makamai. No nā kau a kau, no kai ini e kalua. O vai kalia, ka noi aloko. O vai kalia, ka noi aloko.
I come from Hilo, so we'd like to do this song for you, okay, gang?
Come along, join the throng, visit my aloha land, take a train or a plane. Travel anywhere you can. See the smiling faces of the men racing. You'll be smiling too. You'll want to linger and learn to do the hula. Make some whoopee too. Saturday we're late. And a colored moon. Soft me.
Guy gonna come from Washington with a paper. He said, "Don't put your signature on that paper, because you're gonna lose your rights." So, we don't need the money. So, signature Ali Mako, you mean you can put we'll have a Mako, you can put up, we do off the land. I come out, I know. We still lost it anyway. Kaurana nā pua o Hawaii, kupa ana hope o ka aina, ahiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino, e pala pala anunu me ka paka. Kaurana nā pua o Hawaii, kupa ana hope o ka aina, ahiki mai ka elele o ka loko ino, pala pala anunu me ka paka. Pane mai Hawaii moku o ke ave, koku ana honoa o piilani, kako o mai ka ua i o mano, paupu me ke oni o ka kuhiewa. Mai Hawaii i moku o ke ave, koku ana honoa o piilani, kako o mai ka ua i o mano, e paupu me ke oni o ka kuhiewa. A olea e ka ui ka pulima, maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi, e hoʻohui aina e ku ai hewa, i ka pono siwila o ke kanaka. A olea e kau i ka pulima, maluna o ka pepa o ka enemi, e iki mai ka elele o ka loko ino, pala pala anu me ka paka. Ole mako wa e mina mina, i ka puu kala o ke au puni, ua lava mako i ka pohaku, i ka ai ka maha o ka aina. Ole mako wa e mina mina, i ka puu kala o ke au puni, ua lava mako i ka pohaku, i ka ai ka maha o ka aina. Mahope mako o lili ulani, aloa ai ka pono ka aina, aina ia mai ana ka puana, o ka poe i aloha o ka aina. Mahope mako o lili ulani, aloa ai ka pono ka aina, haina ia mai ana ka puana, o ka poe I aloha o ka aina.
Ah, the late George Naupe. A couple of selections from actually both of his albums that Uncle George recorded. Uncle George passing away last Monday of complications of cancer. George Naupe, 81 years old. The last track you heard was Kaulana Napua, speaking about the pretty flowers of Hawaii, the people of Hawaii, and a little statement about loss of lands, and a little bit about the Hawaiian sovereignty movement. Political activist and wonderful teacher, Kumuhula, and co-founder of the Merry Monarch Festival, recognized around the world as one of the most devoted of teachers of Hawaiian hula. Also in that set you heard Hilo Is My Hometown from Uncle George's album Golden Treasure, released way back in 1985. Also you heard The Legend of the Rain, another track from Uncle George. And started that set with Kanilau, speaking of the voyage from the point at Kaina off to the spirit world. I want to thank my generous underwriter for their support of Kani Kapila here on Sunday morning, John Hausler at Bell Capelli Salon, sharing 25 years in experience in hair coloring and cutting using sustainably harvested organic Aveda products. Appointments 530-477-2832. Bell Capelli Salon is at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley, or online at bellcapellisalon.com. That's BELCAPELLISALON.com. Well, I hope many of you are planning to make the trip to Pleasanton next weekend to attend the annual Yaweo Kala Hula Festival to honor King David Kalakaua, truly thought to be the rising sun himself. Our good friend Leokani Pryor will be making the trip, and also Leokani has been honored by the Mountain Apple record label. They are reissuing his first album, Mauna Hele, released to limited distribution on Naupaka Records back in 1999. So a brand new 10-year-old album in the works, and Leokani will be down in Pleasanton. He will be performing for Halau Pililoha o Kalani o Hilo. So I'm going to get Leokani on the line. We're going to spend a little time talking about the reissue of his new album and his trip to California next week. By the way, I want to send out an aloha to Margaret and Tom from Mana. Hope you're enjoying the show. Here's the first Hawaiian song Leokani sang. Here's Kipahulu.
Kuahivi nani owe e kipahulu kai ni paule
That voice gives me chicken skin. Aloha, Leokani.
Hoi! Aloha!
Aloha, cuz. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Greetings from beautiful Hanamaui. Nice to hear your voice, Michael.
Oh, yours too. Yours too. So you got a little pitter-patter on the tin roof this morning, huh?
Yeah, we had a nice little ua this morning. The rain came and just made it just fresh and clean and beautiful, just enough, and the sun's coming out now. It's a beautiful morning here.
Well, I'm so delighted that you're going to be in California next week to come and play for our favorite little kumu, Pili Aloha, and our halau for the competition this year.
We're
it's
really
so delightful.
Excited to come. We're really, really looking forward to it.
And CJ Helakahi accompanying you, of course.
CJ is going to be with me. You've met him before, and he's sung in your in-house radio program, and he's going to come. I'm excited for him. He's just finishing his his CD project. We may have even talked about that last time, so look out for that one. It's beautiful.
I can't wait. Can't wait. I'm hoping you'll send me an advanced copy sometime
soon. You better believe it. We sure will. But yeah, he's going to be with me. And we have, of course, so many good friends now in the halau, and people we've played for before. We feel like family, yeah? So it's really going to be a nice reunion.
Well, tell us a little bit about Kipahulu. I was talking earlier about the reissue of your original album, Mount Hele.
Yes.
And Kipahulu always, it just, I mean, I feel that way deep in my pico. It's just has such resonance, and I know that that's a real special song for you, and tell everybody about that.
It is very, very special song to me. My ohana lived there in Kipahulu. I was raised on Oahu, but my aunt and uncle had a beautiful property there. And so especially as a younger child, I spent many times there with family at family gatherings. And, you know, when you're young, I think, well, of course, it's magnificent, but the excitement was playing with my cousins. And, you know, and now looking back, I just didn't realize how much of that had sunk, you know, into me and under my skin in terms of grounding me and always wanting to bring me back. So that song is, you know, really personal, in that I know all the imagery it's talking about so closely and intimately. I remember hearing that song by Uluvehi Guerrero back in 1995 when his album had come out, and it just, you know, took me right back. And so when I recorded mine, I wanted to include that song as well. So it's a very, very special song. I always love to sing it. It never gets old.
Indeed. Well, it's such a special song because it's not only a connection to that place that you have such fond memories of, it was actually the song that made a deep connection with our Kumupili Aloha.
It actually is. It was that song where we really found each other in our friendship, singing that song at a party long time ago, and when I first met her in her halau, and we have been very, very intimate, dear friends ever since. That was really what united us, and always will. And of course, you know, when you pair the hula to the music, it becomes more alive. So I think she and I share something very tender in that melee.
Oh, indeed, indeed. I can just imagine her choreography for it. You know, having known her and danced with her for these 7 years now.
her personal dancing, how she dances is so powerful and strong and yet also so gentle at the same time. I always love to watch her dance. It's always wonderful to be with her. So I can't wait to see you, Kumupili.
Oh, indeed, indeed.
Well, I can't wait to see all of everybody.
Yeah, next weekend will be such a wonderful weekend.
I'm sure everyone's busy rehearsing and getting ready, but just relax and enjoy.
Well, one of the things that's so very special and unique about Hawaiian music and the hula especially is that there is that latitude with kumu hulas to create their own sign language, their own choreography for all of the old songs that were formerly chants, and how each interpretation is correct and individualized, and yet it still conveys the same message. You know, it's kind of like a unique thread that runs through the culture, but it allows for the individuality of different teachers, you know, who have various...
I definitely think so. I mean, you know, once you get to learn hula and have studied or watched it for a long time, of course, as you're saying, it is in essence a sign language. It isn't just sort of choreography. It is the story, the physical embodiment. So in that sense, they're all telling that same story. There is no right or wrong. However, as in any story, the storyteller can accentuate different things. The imagery, the emotion, something very, very subtle in the kalna.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's where I think, you know, they all have their own expression or how their kumu taught them, of course, which is important too, if they're carrying on, you know, how they were taught. So, it's a very beautiful, intricate, complex dance form. So much, you know, more intimate or complicated than just, you know, cellophane skirts and fun in Waikiki.
Right.
Yeah. Which is good, too. Nothing wrong with that. It's always good to have fun with hula as well.
Indeed. Indeed.
But, yeah, it'll be wonderful to see all the halau performing next weekend, and all the smiles and the excitement that you can feel, and that lokahi, that unity between the dancers, that really is the magic of it, when they all become one like a flock of birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of our 10-year anniversary, I think. I think you and I met in 1999.
I think, you know what? I think we did.
Yeah.
I think we did meet 10 years ago. I was just trying to kind of rack my brain, and I think it's been maybe, what, Michael, 5 years since I've been back? I don't remember when I was there last, but it's been a while since we've been in Pleasanton.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
You know, since I kind of went MIA when I went to Hana and vanished for a while.
Well, I just am so struck by that whole, I mean, the richness of the story, you know, that you have this spiritual and connection through your memory of your childhood, you know, spending summers at Kipahulu, and then you get to move to Maui, you know, like, what, 10 miles down the road or something? Five?
Get to Hana, yeah. About 9.5 miles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, yeah. It is a dream come true to be back. It really is. Sometimes I just, you know, think, gosh, am I dreaming all this? Do I really live here? Am I really this blessed? You know, with where I live and what I do, and I am. It is a remarkable magic that's brought me back.
Well, when is the reissue date for Mauna Hele? Has Mountain Apple released it again, or is it?
They actually did re-release.
Oh, good.
September 22nd.
Uh huh.
It's been, if you will, back out for about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, very grateful to Mountain Apple for giving the CD another opportunity to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
There were many folks who connected with this album, including you, and have supported it and played it over the years, and I'm so, so appreciative. But in terms of, you know, the whole big wide world, it really had a very limited shelf life when it first was quote-unquote released in 2001, because it came out right before 9/11 struck, and then shortly after that, the distributor, like many distributors in Hawaii at the time, went out of business because it was a really hard time with the economy and with Hawaiian music. And so it had a very short life on the shelf,
uh-huh.
Yeah, and out there. And this is before, you know, MySpace and iTunes, and where people, especially far away, can get music now like they can, which before you could not. So it's really wonderful that it's come back out, and people are discovering it for the first time. And, you know, for those who enjoy Homa Malanai, now they have another one they can pick up. So I'm really grateful.
Indeed. Well, I think the first time I listened to this album, I was struck by the range of your songs and how, you know, there were some things on there that spoke to a personal nature to you. I mean, I could tell that they were probably songs that you learned as a boy, and yeah, were things that had a special meaning to you. So they came out on this album as well.
Definitely. They're all special songs to me. And I think, you know, I've been sort of reflecting back 10 years later on that time and seeing it almost for myself with fresh eyes, and seeing what a snapshot in time it was for me of the moment. This was really, I had been away from Hawaiian music for many, many years while I had lived in the Bay Area and had gotten involved in all kinds of other music, jazz and a cappella and all,
yeah,
covering, and all, yeah, these are these sort of vignettes and these styles are on this album because that was still going on for me at the time. And on the other hand, I had just rekindled my love affair with Hawaiian music. And that passion, how much I was excited, and overwhelmed to come back to the culture, I think is also reflected. So it's really, a chop suey, like a mix, yeah, of everything
well,
that was,
yeah,
kind of going on,
yeah,
to me in the transition, and hopefully, you know, all those wonderful things of all styles of music that I was bringing into the Hawaiian, and the, you know, a lot of the harmonies are very rich and not your normal traditional that I carry over from other styles, and think it's a beautiful mix.
Yeah, I really believe that. I you know, I think of the songs on there and the different, you know, not only your own composition that you collaborated
with Kaliko
and then, you know, to honor Cole Porter and, you know, the traditional, you know, Kui Lee, you know, all the old favorites of Hawaiian standards, and then to include Burt Bacharach and a children's lullaby. You know, it's like, okay, I guess you can say that that was chop suey, I suppose. But
yeah, I know. At the time, I was thinking, you know, well, I'll probably at least sell, like, you know, 100 or give them away. I'm just going to record the songs I like. You know, I wasn't thinking, you know, of the commercialness of it or the sellability or anything.
Of
it was
course,
just my love of music. And so it is all over the place. And just as many folks who say, you know, oh, I wish, you know, it was all this, the other people say, oh, I love all of that. So it really did, I think, appeal to a broad spectrum
of
listeners.
Yeah.
And kind of surprise the listener when something comes on you're not expecting. It was just freely made with, you know, no sort of, nothing encumbering me in terms of what I felt creative about. And it was just a wonderful, simple time. Yeah.
Indeed. I'm speaking with Leo Cunny Pryor, whose delightful falsetto will entertain us all in Pleasanton next weekend. They will be performing for, I guess, 2 days. Are you performing Friday night as well?
We will be Friday night. Friday night,
Saturday, and Sunday.
All 3 days.
He'll be accompanying Halau Piliroha o Kalani o Hilo, and they will be competing in the annual Yahweh o Kala Hula Festival and competition in the Alameda County Fairgrounds in Pleasanton next Friday evening, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. And for all you listeners who haven't been, it's truly one of the gifts to Northern California to see so many halau all competing and all in their beautiful costumes and their wonderful dances. It's truly a wonderful event, and we're really fortunate to have it. So I hope many of you listeners will make the effort this year and get down there, and you can enjoy Leo Cunny Pryor in person. So thank you so much for calling in this morning. It's just delightful to speak with you always, and I can't wait to see you next week.
I can't wait to see you too, Michael. Thank you so much for talking story with me. Look forward to seeing everybody from Northern California.
Sure.
Come on down.
And the reissue of Mauna Hele, available, I guess, through most record outlets and CD producers.
Stores that carry Hawaiian music.
Yeah.
You can go to my website and get it, leokani.com, to the Mountain Apple website. Nelly.com carries it, so it's definitely there to find now.
Well, I would be willing to bet that Sun San Jose will probably have CDs down in Pleasanton next weekend. If people are there.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, mahalo, nui loa. I'm
see
so happy
soon, my friend.
That I'm going to be seeing you soon.
See you very soon.
Okay, what? I'll let you pick one from Mauna Hele to conclude our little conversation here, and then I can get back to business here after that.
I'm not sure what you played.
Oh, I played Kipahulu this morning.
Oh, let's play Mauna Hele, the title track then.
Oh, delightful. Of course. Another Leo Cunny Pryor original tune. Well, thank you, my friend. I will see you next Friday.
See you Friday.
Okay.
Ahui ho.
Ahui ho.
Oh,
Manahale, the title track from Leokani Pryor's original CD, released around 1999, and being reissued by Mountain Apple Company. It's been in distribution about a month now, and available for your collection, and you can add it to your stack of Hawaiian music that graces your library. If you haven't got it, it's a wonderful collection. It has some delightful songs on it. Well, aloha. Welcome to Connie Kapila on KVMR FM, Nevada City. Just 11 o'clock on the money. I want to thank John Hosler at Belle Capelle Salon, sharing 25 years of experience in hair coloring and cutting. John uses sustainably harvested organic Aveda products. Appointments at 530-477-2832. That's Belle Capelle Salon at 477 South Auburn Street in Grass Valley. Or you can find out about them online at bellcapellesalon.com. Also want to thank Sierra Timberline, serving Nevada County for 30 years, featuring energy-efficient stoves and fireplaces, hot spring spas, outdoor furniture, and retractable awnings and solar screens. Sierra Timberline is located in the Home Center on Idaho-Maryland Road at the freeway in Grass Valley. Online at sierratimberline.com. Well, my good friend Tom Hedke down at Borders Books at the Pavilion Shopping Center on Fair Oaks Boulevard between Fulton and Howe just passed on a wonderful list of the preliminaries for this year's 2010 Grammy Awards. And the list goes something like this. The album Aloha Pumehana, Darlene Huna. Papaku, Bring It Home, Faith Ako. Aloha Ani Ani Ao by Leilani Rivera Bond. Hawaiian Man, Brother Noland. Hey Nani, Tia Carrera and Daniel Ho. Somewhere, Danny Carvalho. Friends and Family of Hawaii, Amy Hanaialii. Ho'ola Ikapoli, Frank Kavai Kapuo Kalani Hewitt. Nani Mauloa, Ho'okena. Kani Vai, Sound of Water, George Kahumoku Jr. and Bob Brosman. Ai, Natalie Ai Kawa'u. Kawai'i, Keili'i Kanialii. Pilio Keao, Kupa'oa. Kupa'oa, a delightful concert down at Borders Friday night. Mailani by Mailani. Venus and the Sky Turns to Clay by Makana. Collection of guitar solos and vocals. Solo ukulele orchestrations by Gordon Mark. From the Heart, Noli Pa'a. With Aloha, Pali. And Napo Ona Mahina, The Illusion of Reality, Aaron Sala's new CD. And the Masters of Hawaiian Slack Key Guitar, Volume 2, Various Artist Collection. So those are some of the new albums that are making the circuits and finding airplay in Honolulu and on the mainland here. So if you'd like to, if you have any questions about that list, you can call me here in the studio at 265-9555 or 1-800-355-5867. Or you can always go to mele.com if you'd like to find out more, or maybe even sample some of them online and maybe add them to your collection as well. The Hawaiian Grammy in its fifth year for the Hawaiian category. Here's another cut from George Naope. Delightful medley that he did from the Among My Hawaiian Souvenirs CD. Here's George Naope.
Kawila ma ke ne ki ho oni oni ana I ke ala haula. Ki anu a o maka e mai ho e ha e ha I ka ili. Ki ala a o na pua e mai ho o pa a o e mai ho ni oe. Ua ka puia, a ua malu ia.
ana u e ho o kai vale I ho no e ho ni o ni a hu kawila ma ke ne ki ho o ni o ni ana I ke ala hau ke anu a o maha e mai ho e ha e ha I ka ilin ke ala a o na pua e mai ho o pa o e mai o ni o e ua ka puia a ua maluia ana u e ho o ka hi vale I hono e honi honi a pu o yume o mi I ka ana nui o ku o no o hi a ua palaku Ohi o eke ike mai O yume o mi Ika ana nui o ku u o no Ohi a ua palaku Ohi o eke ike mai Naka telephone I ha I mai Ko mana o I anei E pili ho I ka ua I olu I ho ho I au Naka telephone I ha I mai Ko mana o I anei E pili ho I ka ua, e oli I ho ho I au. A uluhu, a uluhu, a wale a u, ya mahi na kau ahi ahi. E kau a ela I luna lai, ka pono I a ka pai o pua. Ua ulu wale a u Ia mahi na kau ahi ahi E kau a ela I luna lai Ka pono I a ka pai o pua He aloha la, he aloha la Aloha ku ulei na hina E lei I a maila e ka u ala E ka ma uka uka o he wa He aloha la, he aloha la Aloha ku lei na hina A lei I a maila e ka u ala E ka ma u ka u ko e wa Tropical swing is a typical thing in Hawaii Tropical swing is anything else but new Picture a hula girl swaying Picture a tropical moon Picture an orchestra playing An old Hawaiian tune The melodies fair have never been rare in Hawaii Strange that it seems melodious dreams come true All the mainland's insane now About that brand new thing But Hawaii, the original land of swing Tropical swing is a typical thing in Hawaii Tropical swing is anything else but new Picture a hula girl swaying Picture a tropical moon Picture an orchestra playing An old Hawaiian tune Melodies fair have never been rare in Hawaii Strange that it seems Melodious dreams come true All the mainland's insane now About that brand new thing But Hawaii's the original land of swing Swing, swing Oh, Hawaii, the original land of swing Thank you.
hoi pola. Ya oe a leo ho o kahi ka ua pu vai ho o kahi e a ha ina i a mai ana ka pu ana la ho o kahi a ume anui ai a
Kumaaika aina pumeha. au i mai au. Il waka elena ma ke ala hele e uliva i ma ke iau. Mau popo wa i ke ho i ka ho me i loko o kupu vai. Ua ho i mai au ke nei au a ole au e au wana ho ke mau popo e Hawaii au.
Kana, piece simply titled Waimanalo, Slack Key. And for those of you who don't know, Waimanalo was the Gabby Pahinui homestead where all the Pahinui kids learned to play Pop's guitar. What a great tribute to the late, great Gabby Pahinui from Makana. From his new release called The Instrumental World of Makana. Nice collection. Really wonderful collection of tunes here. One of the preliminary Grammys. Ahead of that, you heard the first track from a brand new CD. I haven't had a chance to listen to this at all. That was a track called Tamakun from Brittany Paiva, Four Strings, The Fire Within, the title of the new one. And I think that has reached the shelves. So if you collect music at your local music stores, good chance you'll find Brittany's new album if you like solo ukulele. Nice collection of tunes. I noticed there's a rendition of Over the Rainbow, also Carlos Santana's Europa. And actually a song that Jake Shimabukuro, I think, recorded, something called Sunday Morning. So, Brittany Paiva, new album on the shelves. Also in that set, you heard Kohala No from Jim Kimo West from the album Slack Key West. Nice collection of instrumentals. Kimo West, a big favorite of Don Bradway, and you can listen to Don Bradway's show, Na Mele o Hawaii, on KFOK this afternoon. You can stream KFOK on your computer. He'll be on from 3 to 6 this evening. Ahead of Kimo West, you heard Ho'oipo Ipo o Vaianapa Napa from the album Kanivai. That's George Kahumoku and Bob Brosman Jr. You also heard a track, you heard Aloha Pumehana from Darlene Ahuna. And by the way, Darlene Ahuna will be performing here in Grass Valley at the Veterans Hall with Daniel Ho on December the 5th. I'll have ticket details for you as soon as they're available. Probably be available at your usual outlets here in Grass Valley, Nevada City area. So once again, that's December 5th at the Veterans Memorial Hall in Grass Valley. Ahead of Darlene, you heard Keili'i Kanialii from his album Kauai. I think I played He Hawaii Iau. And that was a song written by Peter Moon and Alisne Makelua, along with Ron Rocha, covered by Keili'i. Also another album from the preliminary Grammy nominations. And somewhere at the beginning of that set was Amy Hanaialii with a rendition of a Lena Machado tune, Ho'onanea, I think was the piece I played for you. I'll be continuing to play music from the preliminary list of the Grammy nominees. Cyril Pahinui is coming to town. I wanted to mention that. I guess I'm being a little generous in saying he's coming to town. He'll actually be down in Newark on Saturday, the 14th of November, at the Newark Pavilion. Cyril Pahinui will perform in concert along with the Kapalakiko Hawaiian Band and Hula from Patrick Makuakane's Halau, Halau Nale Hulu I Kavekiu. And I'm hoping to be in attendance, so I hope I'll see many of you down there in San Francisco. For tickets, let's see, why don't you just... If you would like tickets, you can go to kapalakiko.org. That's KAPALAKIKO.ORG. kapalakiko.org, or if that doesn't get you the information you need about the show, you can go to 415-468-7125. That's 415-468-7125. Cyril Pahinui and the Kapalakiko Hawaiian Band at the Newark Pavilion. You know, what the heck, make a nice weekend, or make an overnight out of it. Get on down there and enjoy Cyril's beautiful voice and Patrick Makuakane's delightful dancers and the Kapalakiko Band, and enjoy the Bay Area. Treat yourselves, that's my recommendation. This is only just a suggestion. No arm twisting. I'm going to start our final set with another track from the late, great George Naope. This is his rendition of a wonderful song, Hualalai, written by Dennis Kamakahi back when he was just a boy playing with the Sons of Hawaii. And this is George's rendition of Hualalai, a real upbeat kind of number that really has stuck with me. So here's Hualalai from George Naope, the late great.
I want to welcome all of you to Kona. Here's a song written by Dennis Kamakahi that talks about this area right here.
Ike au ho, au wa ha ike maha uwa, aika behi o wa lalai. Ike au ho, au wa ike maha uwa, aika behi o wa lalai. Kuwa hibi ku kila kila, haua ike oho no I, wahini ilekea o kona. Kuwa hibi ku kila kila, haua ike oho no I, wahini ilekea o kona. O ke ala ke a kuwa, hailei papahi, he o kau. Ke ala ke a kua, hai lei papahi, e o koma mau kino. Alai la I minoli I, ai salave mahali e, e ua lohi mai kai mele. Alai la I minoli I, ai salave mahali e, e ua lohi mai kai mele. Aloha ka hale o ke kai, hai vai kini, e iha me ke aloha. Aloha ka hale o ke kai, hai vai kini, e iha me ke aloha. Hai kai noa o wala lai e kua I te kupila kila aina kai noa o wala lai e kua I te kupila kila e kua I te kupila kila vai nili kea o kona. Thank you.
Here's a track for Jody this morning.
Kamali iho ke aho ho kalani kam manaka auhe avale owe kamali iho kapoe iha ho iho kamali iho ke aho kukalani kawahine haloa ke kalo haloa ke kanaka Kamali iho kapoe iha ho iau Kamali iho ke au a ia ia oe Kapauku i vaina ia hea kapoo A ia hea kahi u au hea vale oe Kamali iho kapoe iha ho iau Kamali iho ke au Kapauku i vaina i a hea ka popo A i a hea ka hi ue Au hea male ana o e Au hea male o e Kamali i o ka popo
Kamali'i o Kapo, a piece written by Frank Kavai o Kapu o Kalani Hewitt. Kavai Kapu o Kalani, let me get it right. And that rendition by Blaine Kia from his album Hey Makana o Nale Nani. Going out to Jody this morning. Thanks for your conversation and your very nice request there. Great song. Well, I hope you'll stay tuned to KVMR. Coming up in about 7 minutes is Larry Lund with the Louisiana Pub Crawl. That'll give you a little sampler of the French Quarter music. So that's happening coming up next. In that last set ahead of Blaine Kia, you heard a piece from Mailani. And I didn't jot down which track I played. Excuse me for that. Also, jot down on your calendar December 5th right here at the Grass Valley Veterans Hall. Darlene Ahuna in concert, and special guest Daniel Ho will be joining her on stage. They're going to be sharing the evening, and along with the hula dancers of Kahale o Hula o Pili Aloha o Kalani o Hilo, the Grass Valley branch will be performing that night, so I hope you'll come out and share our holiday concert with us. Once again, want to remind you that Cyril Pahinui will be performing down at the Newark Pavilion on Saturday evening, November 14th, and that's a benefit for the Kapalakiko band and the Kapalakiko Productions, who does the lovely newsletter that keeps me informed of all the events in our area. I hope to see you all next Sunday, and all next weekend down in Pleasanton, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, the annual Yahweh Okala Hula Festival to honor the memory of the late King David Kalakaua. Will be happening all 3 days. Oh, and I forgot to give you the phone number for the Cyril Pahinui's concert on November 14th. Forgive me. It's 415-468-7125, or you can simply go to kapalakiko.org. That's K-A-P-A-L-A-K-I-K-O, kapalakiko.org. And you've been listening to Connie Kapila on KVMR-FM Nevada City. Stay tuned, Larry Lund in the house in a few minutes. And also thanks to Nevada County Recycles, announcing Keep the Sierra Green, a new regional business awards program. Businesses that develop sustainable ecological and economic practices can be recognized for their valuable contributions. Details and applications are at keepthesierragreen.org, or you can simply call 530-265-1768. Don't forget, Don Bradway, KFOK this afternoon. You want to stream Don Na Meleo Hawaii from 3 to 6 this afternoon. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a really wonderful Sunday. And I'll be talking to you again soon. Aloha, malama pono, ahui ho. I'm going to leave you with John Cruz and our Hawaii mantra. Aloha, ahui ho.
On the island, we do it instead. From the mountain to the ocean, from the winter to the leeward side. On the island, we do it instead. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. Mama's in the kitchen cooking dinner really nice. Beef stew on our stove, low mess salmon with the ice. We eat and drink and we sing all day. Kani kapi lai in the old Hawaiian way. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. We go grandma's house on the weekend, clean yard, cause if we don't go, grandma gotta work hard, yeah. You know my grandma, she like the boy real sour. I love my grandma every minute, every hour. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. On the island, we do it island style. From the mountain to the ocean, from the windward to the leeward side. From the windward to the leeward side.